The Kaizen in the Fontana neighborhood. In the Fontana neighborhood, we will be making frequent stops to admire the fine houses built entirely in wood, mostly dating back to the 18th century. On the left is Casa Paulan, 1737, while at the side of it, and opposite it, here with the name of St. Pierre and Lynn House, are two houses covered with little wooden tiles called scandoli, used not only to decorate, but also to insulate the walls. Some houses, partially built in masonry, feature crests painted on the walls, depicting the trade carried out by the head of the family. Examples of these include the Schlosserhaus and the St. Tietzen House, on the latter of which we can see the Pruner Cephalon family crest and the date 1650 painted over the door, together with the Christian monogram IHS, Jesus Hominum Salvator. Just a few steps further on is the St. Plazen House, dating back to 1707, particularly interesting not only for the construction of the house itself, but also for the rare example of a Kaizen in the garden around it. The Kaizen is an old traditional style rack on which farm produce, especially pulses and cereals, beans, oats, etc., was laid to dry out. Very similar to the harfe, found in the valleys of Carinthia, the Kaizen were often extremely tall, but sometimes they were smaller and anchored to the house or barn with solid shafts. Produce was also dried out in the balconies of the barns, which were often joined onto the north wall of the houses, or separate from them, and included a shed for the animals and a hay shed on the upper floor. Next to the house or barn, there was always a small garden where the families grew their own vegetables. In addition to the cereals and pulses mentioned above, the locals mainly grew potatoes and cabbage, as well as flax and poppies. The flowers were not only grown for decorative purposes, since the seeds were also used to make cakes and biscuits, and as a condiment in a number of typical local dishes, which can still be enjoyed today. Next to the house, or the barn, there was always a small garden where the families grew their own vegetables. In addition to the cereals and pulses mentioned above, the locals mainly grew potatoes and cabbage, as well as flax and poppies. The flowers were grown not only for decorative purposes, since the seeds were also used to make cakes and biscuits, and as a condiment in a number of typical local dishes, which can still be enjoyed today.